Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to each and every one of you out there. Again, I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week on not looking back. We've talked about this week about how the Bible calls for us not to look back as Christians, how that our cost of discipleship is imperative that we not look back on things. And we talked about how looking back hinders our forward progress, how that we need to be striving and pressing forward to the ultimate goal, which is heaven, as we read about in Philippians chapter 3. Yesterday we talked about not looking back at forgiven sins, and we talked about how God really does put sin away, whether we think so or not, that He really does put our sins away, and how it just because He puts our sins away, that it doesn't give us permission to sin now that our sins have been washed away. And then we talked about how God forgives even the most serious of sins. We need to realize that God sees sin as sin. There's not one sin that is bigger than the other. Yes, there may be physical repercussions of the things that we do here on earth, but from a spiritual sense, God sees a lie just as serious as He sees murder, and that He forgives all sins. And we read about that, and we saw examples of that from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we just got to see within ourselves and forgive ourselves and not have to dwell on the sins that we've committed in the past once we've been forgiven of those sins. Today we just want to take a few minutes to look at and how we don't need to look back at our troubles either. Yes, all Christians have troubles, and that we've had troubles. We go through trials, and it helps us become stronger. But we don't need to look back at a lot of the troubles that we've had in our lives. We know we have temptations, and there's times where we're really strong, and there's times where we fail. And the times where we failed and we've been forgiven, we don't need to look back at those troubles that we've had. And what's encouraging is that God lifts up those who are His. And if we are a child of God, He's going to do everything He can to lift us up and to be there for us and to be a Savior and a rock for us so that we don't have to look back at the troubles that we've had. If you look in Psalm chapter 37, we'll read a few verses out of Psalm 37 this morning, seeing an example of this. Psalm 37, starting in verse 23, it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake His saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. So we see that the Lord lifts up those who are His, and He is a loving God, and that we don't have to look back at the troubles that we've had in our past, that we can continue to press forward as we talked about throughout the week. Now, we don't need, one thing that we need to realize is that we don't allow failing to make you a failure. Let me repeat that. Don't allow failing to make you a failure. Some of the greatest growth that we can have as Christians is when we have failed, when we have fallen and we've stumbled in some way. If we're doing the things that we need to do and we're picking ourselves back up and dusting ourselves off and getting back on the path toward heaven and keep striving to press towards the ultimate goal for us as Christians, we're going to be all right. And we don't have to look back at what we left when we fell. Once we've cleansed ourselves from that, we can just keep moving forward. That's all the time that we have for today. Thank you for your attention. Of course, we'd love to have you at, if you're looking for a place of worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible class, and then again at 10:20 for worship services. And then we meet at 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon for our evening worship service, and Wednesday evening for our midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock. And again, we're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, and we'd love to have you at any opportunity that you may have. Again, thank you for your time and hope everyone has a great day today.